Hi everyone, it's Paul Hopkins here, aka VO Podcasting. I hope you're well. I am going to try to get into this straight away. I am in all kinds of Heath Robinson kind of situation here, trying to do a podcast on the Boss Jock app. We'll get into that in a very short second. But just to say that Jonathan Mosen has done an excellent podcast already using VoiceOver with the Boss Jock app on the iPhone. So that's our premise. That's the same premise. And really just to try and cover a few things off. So yeah, great podcast there, Jonathan. Thanks for that. Thanks for, you know, giving that to the community, really. That's obviously my stated aim. So that's what we're going to be doing today. So really, I suppose I should say from the outset that this is really about doing a podcast with this Boss Jock app as a person with a vision impairment using VoiceOver. I would say that I have no real useful sight. So what we're going to try and do is go through the whole process of setting up what you can do with this Boss Jock app. I'd also like to say a big thank you to the developers of the app. I think it was fair to say, or it is fair to say, that it was sort of me that worked with them initially on sort of alerting to them to the fact that this app wasn't accessible in any real sense. You know, there were problems with buttons not being labelled and things. But as you'll see in a minute, you know, all that's changed. It was your typical not that accessible app kind of thing. And Dave Mansuto and Ed Fravalette. I'm so sorry. I will make sure that in the show notes I get your names right, because you deserve the kudos. You're just too cool for words, though, you guys. That's the way I'm getting out of that one. So, so what we're going to do is try and walk through this app a little bit. And as I said, it may well be that Jonathan and I sort of have slightly different ways of doing things, mention different things. I'm not really sure. But let's just see what we can do, because I have promised this for a while. I'm currently working with the guys on the beta for the next update. At the moment, this is the one that's actually on the App Store now. So let's get in and let's sort of talk as we go along. So,
podcast, broadcast and streaming folder. 7 apps. Opening podcast, broadcast and streaming folder. Podcast.
I'm assuming that I've got VoiceOver users that can hear at this speed, because we just need to get through this, really. And I will say, obviously, of course, ask any questions. Tweet me with at VR Podcasting. Find me on Audioboo with VR Podcasting. That's VIPODCASTING for anyone that hasn't come across me before. SoundCloud's the same. So I'll try and proliferate all this a little bit across the various social networks so that nobody misses out.
Double tap to open.
Okay, so there's Boss Jock. Let's open it and let's talk about it. So, yeah. So when it first opens, which it is now,
empty card one button.
You could be forgiven for thinking, well, it's quite simple, but there's a lot going on. So you basically have got cards. Jonathan described this very well. I think he has more knowledge of me than I do in terms of what the old radio used to look like in that sense. He's been broadcasting in that respect for longer than I have. So you've got cards. You've got six at the moment on this version, but there will be update. The next update will have more cards. And what is Boss Jock? Well, it's not an audio editor, that's been said, but I think it's worth reiterating. It's basically like a nearly live way of producing a show on the fly, and you can do it all on your iPhone, of course. So basically, if I start from perhaps the
selected studio tab,
on the bottom of the app, you've got a few tabs. You've got studio, which is what we're in at the moment, hence VoiceOver sound selected.
Settings tab.
We've got settings,
recordings tab. Three
recordings, and that's it in that regard.
Selected record button.
Now
selected studio tab. One of three.
Let's quickly just have a quick look at the settings. I would say don't get into this until you know what you're doing. So be careful with the settings because
tab,
they are set
selected, settings,
so
tab,
that you should know. You should be able to produce a show. So you know, a simple sort of voiceover. So you speaking, not voiceover, you speaking, you should be able to do that with some music or something underneath you and maybe a couple of other music choices or sounds or whatever. So, but the settings are here for you, and we'll quickly go through them, but won't spend too much time on them. And again, I'm swiping left to right, so it's a standard sort of way through. And what you'll hear is lots of help on the various buttons and sliders, because that's what these guys did. You know, we spoke about this, and so I'm really trying not to leave any stone unturned. But let me say it again, they've done a wonderful job.
Low cut filter, switch button,
so
off.
You've got a low cut filter. There's a ducking
amount,
and you can change the amount that you duck. That would be the carts, so the music and whatever that you've got to play. So when you open the mic, which you'll come to in a minute, that's the amount that ducks. But just, I say, leave it where it is if I were you. Let's not spend too much time on this. So you've got attack, you can change. And release.
Zero ducking release. Cart fades. Time.
Cart fades. You can.
0.75s.
That's so that when you stop the cart, it would auto fade.
Cart fades time.
But again, you don't need to worry about that too much. You can adjust it if you wish. And obviously those sliders.
Cart fades time. 0.75s. Adjustable. Swipe up or down to adjust the value. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
There you go. I don't even need to say anything. It's told you exactly how you would go about doing that.
Feedback.
You've got feedback. You've got help. You've got about.
Studio.
And
tab.
Let's get back out of that. The recordings are simply, that's where all your previous podcasts and work would be stored. So, okay. So producing a podcast, you've got empty carts and the six
empty cart one. Empty, fade, mix fade, empty, mic trigger, mic lock,
and then you've got
double,
things
mic,
like, and then you've
trigger,
got things like mic trigger,
double tap and hold to enable.
So you double tap and hold that to enable, and this is what this sounds like. It's going to open. There you go. And that's me speaking. There's a bit of a slight delay there, which is cool because it kind of illustrates the point, really. So I've opened that, and we've got you can hear it, and obviously you can hear me speaking externally from that as well. So I'll close that by letting it go, and there you go, that's gone. Okay, so
mic lock button.
Mic lock,
double tap to lock
again.
Mic, double tap again to turn mic off.
Okay, so obviously what you'd have to do with the mic trigger is keep your finger on the screen, but the guys thought, well, you know, why should you need to do that? If you're speaking for a long time, use the mic lock. So double tap,
mic lock is on.
Now let go of the screen, and the mic is still on, and if I want, I can double tap that to get rid of it again. So let's do that. Off it goes.
Mic lock is off.
There you go. And it shines up as well. It's quite light, it's sort of bright colours on, and I'm not sure what colours they are, but they look very good contrast to me. So this would work well also if you're partially sighted or have any trouble really seeing the screen and want to see it quickly and want to do things quickly.
Record button.
So record, well, obviously you can do all these things, you can stop and start carts, but it's no good if you're not recording. So literally, you know, it's recording you live. There's nothing to say that you couldn't pre-record something in another app, that you couldn't edit it in another app, and then transport it over to here, which is what we'll go for in a second in terms of showing you what's available. So let's play. Let's go empty cart one. It makes sense to use that one first.
Alert load cart. Load cart.
So now we've got options, a lot of options really, several I would say.
Music library button.
So we can go and take something from the music library of our phone.
Recordings,
from recordings, which is, as I already explained, that's already stuff that's saved within the Boss Jock app itself. So, you know, the kind of here's something I did earlier kind of approach.
Dropbox button.
Then you've got Dropbox, which obviously, you know, as with the music library, it's limitless as to what could be in there. I'm going to go for that in a minute, I think.
iTunes/Wi-Fi.
Button. iTunes Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi. Obviously, if you have a lot of music on your computer or more music in your iTunes than you have on your phone, then you've got options there.
Audio paste button.
Audio paste is what I just mentioned. So you can copy. This is a standard sort of copying audio to clipboard type thing, isn't it? So obviously in the iPhone, so obviously you can copy and paste your audio in from another device that also supports that functionality.
Cancel.
And then obviously cancel. So let's go for Dropbox.
Recordings, but Dropbox button.
If you please. So there's Dropbox.
Dropbox, logout button.
Now, obviously, you have to give permission to the app to access your Dropbox account. That is pretty straightforward. because you're logged into Dropbox already. I would recommend that you get the Dropbox app for the iPhone, otherwise I don't know what happens, but I think this would be nigh impossible. So I'm not sure, but very definitely get the Dropbox app if you've got Dropbox. We won't, you know, this is purely a way that I'm choosing of getting some music that I actually want.
Dropbox button.
Okay. I will say that, you know, you should definitely familiarise yourself with this before you really start playing shows. And I know Jonathan again said that, but he's absolutely right. You know, you do need to sort of be familiar with the app before you start, really, because you need to be able to get to stuff on the fly, really. And it's really good because it's somewhere between, sort of, you know, if you're thinking about doing live recording, or, you know, those of you that have practiced with Audio Boo, it's just great to be able to put a little bit of your own music or whatever you want underneath yourself. So
cancel.
Dropbox.
0813127080 with VoiceOver.
So I already have a folder called Boss Chuck Stuff, which is previously loaded into, which is previously on Dropbox. And because the app, the Dropbox app on the iPhone syncs with your account, obviously you can get to stuff.
All things space part 1 MP3, 500 plus sound effects. Button.
There's lots of stuff coming your way regards this. So
all things space part 2 MP3, both trip on Loch Ness, searching, both trip on Loch Ness, boss drop
into
warp fields
and
with voiceover, MP3, fireworks night and general ambience, I hear thunder, MP3.
Yeah, maybe we'll use that. That might be fun.
512 thanks acoustic music,
there.
All remix, MP3.
I want that one, all right. So I'll double tap that, and then it'll give me a status
download.
If I tap the screen, just
in
single
progress.
Tap and swipe.
Wine testing, MP3.
And then,
in progress.
That's it, and let's have a look.
Downloading.
Right, I'm downloading the thanks. There's a slight ghosting thing, but you know, sometimes VoiceOver will say something underneath. It's like an opaque kind of look, I think. But that's okay. That will be improved as time goes along. So we're nearly there with this. Where are we? Yeah.
Importing.
Yeah, still importing. There you go. So there's
card loaded with 12 thanks acoustic music. Call HRMix 2 button.
There's
double tap
my,
to play card.
There's
double tap
my,
again to stop playback.
There's my first audio. I suddenly realised I could have got that from the recording tab because I've already used it. Okay, but never mind. So that's why it's got 2 on the end. But let's double tap that and play it.
Card loaded with 12 thanks acoustic music. Call HRMix 2.
Now I realise obviously VoiceOver is going to fade this out and be a bit messy, but I just want you to experience what is happening with VoiceOver. Obviously bear in mind that this music won't change in terms of the recording that you're going to be making. So now I could fade in the microphone. Let's find it together.
My trigger button.
There's my trigger.
Double tap and hold to edible.
Hi, this is Paul Hopkins. Now I'm broadcasting a little testy test thingy on the with Boss Chuck app. I do hope that you're enjoying this so far. I'm not even recording at the moment, but I'm just illustrating the point that this is a little bit what your broadcast might sound like. So tune in for more. We'll be back soon. And all that. Okay.
So
let's get rid of that for a second. So we've got that. We want something else there. So we want to play with something else.
Remove 12 thanks acoustic music. Disabled. Empty cart 2 button.
So let's put something in empty cart 2. So in other words, it's empty. Oh, and we could remove, obviously, let me just do that.
Cancel button.
We can remove something from that cart if we want to, just by swiping to the left one, to the right once we've got our... Swiping to the right once you've got our finger where we want it. So once we've highlighted
the card, music,
there you
HRMix
go. Swipe to the right and you
remove
can
the card
remove
12
it.
Music, call HRMix 2.
And it tells you how to do that and what it does, basically. It removes it. Confirms the action before you've even pressed anything. So it's lovely. We've got all this extra little bit of help here with VoiceOver and the way that we've worked this out with the Boss Chuck. And the
button.
App developers.
Double tap to enable card looping of 12 thanks acoustic music. Call
so,
HRMix 2.
Again, just we could have looped this song if we wanted to. It's disabled at the moment.
Empty card 2. Double tap to load audio.
I should also quickly say that there are sort of options here on the right for mixing.
Mix fader, 70% adjustable.
For mixing,
double tap and hold for the size adjustment. Triple tap to store to default. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So we can mix. We can change. We can fade the cart out by pressing and holding the slide bar. But it toggles round to 3
empty cart 2
different
button.
Elements.
Fader selector mix.
So
button.
Fader selector
three,
mix.
Fader selector mic.
Fader selector mic. So we could fade the mic out so that the mic doesn't push up quite as much when we press mic trigger.
Favorite selector card.
And we can do the same with the card. We can determine, but all this on the fly if we wish as well, which I think is great. And that will go back to a default if you don't do anything with it for a little while.
Empty card 2. Favorite selector mix.
So we're back to favorite selector mix now. But I'm quite happy with that the way it is. As I said, the defaults are awesome. So let's get back quickly into card 2.
Disabled. Empty card 2.
So Dropbox.
Dropbox. Log out. Button.
It says log out. Log out. It's not saying that it's going to log out. It's saying that you can press to log out. So don't be confused by that too much. It puts you tends to put you back to your main.
Boss jock stuff.
What do they call that? Your main directory, I guess.
Boss jock stuff.
So just be aware of that. So boss jock stuff. So you can easily get back to where you were.
I hear thunder.
Now this will probably take a little while to load. It's a little bit bigger file. I should say that I've got the latest update of the OS software. So OS 6.1 is it? 6.1. But I'm using an iPhone 4. So obviously, you know, things may vary a little bit in terms of sort of speed and things like of that nature. Just while we're waiting for that, the
75%
that I hear thunder, it was recorded with in-ear microphones.
98%.
So that was quite interesting. So what we'll do?
Card loaded with 12 thanks of plastic music.
Now we have that.
Remove 12 thanks of acoustic music.
Card
loaded with 12 thanks of acoustic music. Call HRMix 2. Remove 12 thanks of acoustic. Disabled. Button. Card loaded with I Hear Thunder.
Card 2, I Hear
Thunder.
Double tap
to play card. Double tap again to stop playing.
And then we have 4 more carts here at the moment that we could use. Now you're getting on for a bit of a show by the time you've filled all those. Or you could put sounds, just one off, bat, you know, pop sounds in there. But let's just quickly play that to make sure it's there.
Card loaded with I Hear Thunder.
So this is very definitely something I made earlier.
Let's see.
About 2006, I think, something like that.
It's not looking very likely at the moment. We've been having thunder, but it's few and far between. We've had a couple of amazing cracks.
Okay, so we've heard that, so let's stop that for a second. Now let's make out that we were going to do a little bit of a show. So literally, as I say, bear in mind that VoiceOver is going to fade things out and mess about a little bit while it's speaking. I'm reluctant to mute it because then it doesn't really illustrate the point that we're trying to make here in terms of how it would work. So I'm kind of quite nervous now because I'm doing this sort of while you're sitting listening. Okay, so I'm going to hit record now. So record is down
on,
not
settings,
record,
tab,
the record is on the bottom, towards the bottom right. It's just above the tab sections. So I'm going to press record. And then we're going to see what we can do. So this would be as if I was doing recording a show.
Recording
so
started.
Now it's recorded started. And we don't want to be
card
more triggered.
With 12 thanks
so
of acoustic music. Call
I'm starting
two.
The music
card
here.
With 12 thanks of acoustic music. Call HRMix 2.
And then you're literally hearing me while I'm off air. And then you're going to hear me on air at the same time almost. This is interesting. So I'm going to find my mic. There
button.
It is.
Double tap and hold to end.
And then I'm going to speak. Hi, this is Paul Hopkins, and it's great that you can join me for another podcast. We've got something quite interesting for you today, something I recorded a few years ago using in-ear microphones. It's called I Hear Thunder, and that's literally what it is. So the in-ear microphones will give you a sense of surround sound, and, you know, because my head was there originally on the recordings because the mics were in-ear, so you have a physical barrier that sort of tells even your brain, even though you weren't there at the time, it still has that physical sort of element that your brain needs to work out whether the sound is before you or in front of you or behind you, so on and so forth. So we'll get right into this now and hope that you enjoy it. You can speak to me on Twitter with @VIPodcasting. You can find me on SoundCloud without VIPodcasting. Facebook is the same, Skype is the same, and really basically all of the social networks that are popular for most of you. And we'll be speaking to you soon, and enjoy, let me know what you think, and we'll speak soon. So now what I've done is I've allowed the music to carry on. Now I could either stop the music or bring in the I Hear Thunder. Because you can play more than one thing at the same time.
Card loaded with my earphone. Favorite selector
so,
card.
Let's card wait now till it gets to the end. We might as well.
Card loaded with 12 thanks account. Card loaded with iHearFunder.
Right. So we're going to let this music fade. And now I'm going to introduce...
Card loaded with iHearFunder.
So now that was a perfect kind of crossfade, really, you know, apart from the fact that VoiceOver ducked it, because that's what it does, obviously. And now we're sort of, I'm talking to you effectively off air. So this broadcast is still going on, you know, so we're still recording.
But it's few and far between.
Now, I don't know how long this is, so... Oh, I lost the music a bit too soon there, but never mind. That was on a previous recording. So let's hear some thunder anyway. And I'll be quiet for just a little minute.
Can I open it? And it's still raining. Here we go.
There's some bigger ones in a sec.
Outside.
So you know, you imagine okay, now we're sort of this is a set piece, and would this okay, be what it'd be like if we were talking on air, talking off air while the set piece was playing? Here's your thunder.
And another big piece of lightning.
Okay, so let's say that we were coming to the end of the show. So this does go on for a little while, and I'll put it in another broadcast because I think it's another audio boo or whatever, because I think it's much nicer that we do the whole thing properly.
Card loaded with 12 thanks
but
music.
What I can do now is bring this thanks music back in. Let's say that I'm using that as my outro. So I'm literally just working with two elements here, two things in the sound card. There's your big thunder. Bigger, okay. So...
Card loaded with 12 thanks acoustic music. Paul H. Remix 2. Card fader. 70%. Empty card free. Button.
So card now, with, I hear thunder. I've got enough time to
double
find
tap to
things.
Play card.
There
tap again to stop playback.
It's quite nice, that music in the background, isn't it? Well, what do you know? It's finished anyway. So let's trigger the mic again.
Mic trigger. Button.
This is all working out quite well. Okay, I really hope you enjoyed that, everybody. And as I said, I'll be here soon. Just thought I'd send a little final message before we go. And if you have any questions about binaural recording, I might be able to answer them, but I'm very much into the final sound, really, if I'm being quite honest. Very experimental with these things. So don't forget, I think I missed out before, that you can contact me on Audioboo by finding me with VI Podcasting. It's really quite simple. We'll speak to you soon, and thanks very much again for listening. So once you've finished your recording, music fades, mic goes, you find your...
Pause, 0%, yeah. Adjustable.
There you go, pause. That's all the information right you need. Recording. So basically I'm going to double tap there, which is the pause record, and it's going to allow me to finish, which is, finish. Again, just to the almost to the right-hand corner of the screen. So again, finish. Well, I'm happy with that, so I'll finish it. And now I've got options here to save.
Recording title, text field is editing.
And I've got the title. And I can add a description.
Save recording.
And then I can say save recording. So then we get into the next screen. So I haven't given this a title. I just left it, but you could do. This project that we've just recorded. So now you've got options. And then again, I'm swiping left to right.
Select image button.
You can select an image, and that's the same sort of principle. If you double tap that, you can take a photo or use from a library, or your library. So there's the recorded length and size. That's big, but I think that's because it's a WAV file.
Description button.
And then I could have given it a description, as I said, where you can do all your hashtags. I can play it, so we can have a little play to make sure it's what we wanted. Give that a second, because obviously we started recording, and so there's a bit of dead air, really, if you want to put it like that. And then in a minute you'll hear me coming in. I won't prolong this because it's wanted to get this in within the half hour.
Hi, it's Paul Hopkins, and it's great that you can join me.
So that's input
podcast. We've got something
as you would hear it being played if it were on audio bill, etc.
Using in-ear
as a finished recording.
I hear thunder, and that's literally what it is. So the mic, the in-ear microphones will give you.
So there you go. We'll pause that.
14% adjustable.
Now,
export.
14% hit adjustable. That again is the amount, so you can swipe up or down to fast forward, rewind.
Export button.
Now export. This is the fun thing. So let's hit export, and you have a myriad of options here.
Export heading.
Now I'm not going to export this to anywhere right now because it's not a finished product. But I'll export it to Dropbox. Then that'll make it nice and easy because it doesn't get published then.
2012, 11, 16,
so
17, 52.
There's the title. Now you have options. So you can change the bit rate of each of these. So there's AOC stereo.
0.75 MB. Adjust settings below to change.
Oh, so it's going to bring it right down to a smaller file there.
MP3 button, 1 of 4.
You can use MP3.
Select. M4 button, 2 of 4.
I've got M4A.
WAV button, 3 of 4.
WAV.
AF button, 4 of 4.
And AF.
Mono button, 1 of 2.
You can record it, set it into mono.
Selected. Stereo button.
And in stereo. So basically, as you can hear from there, I've selected M4A and I've selected stereo.
128 kbps AAC stereo adjustable.
There's your bit rate select adjustable. And again, I'm literally just swiping left to right to get these things. So it's really the question. And then your choices: email,
SoundCloud,
SoundCloud, FTP,
Dropbox,
an audio copy. So again, you can do reverse. You could paste this into an audio editor to edit it, something like Hockey Say or whatever. And you can share it on iTunes.
Dropbox,
so lots of lovely options. Dropbox, I'm going to say go to Dropbox.
Progress, 1%.
And now it's given me a progress. What the guys did say is that if you convert to MP3, it's a 7%. Really slow process. So maybe don't do that
10%.
Unless you've got time on your hands. But to be honest, iPhone and 30%. Most things play M4As quite capably, especially if you're streaming
17%.
To or playing from Audio Boo. I think often it will
20%.
Even convert it to its own preference anyway, even though your upload may be
23%.
One of several file types. So
cancel
obviously
button.
Once we have cancel options always, and then we're nearly at the end of this. So just while we wait for that to continue, basically all that's happening now is the phone is compressing.
128 kbps compressing.
Or the app is compressing the file.
Cancel button, export heading.
So we're nearly
cancel.
There
2012 11 16 17
okay
52,
so
6.
Now I think it's
progress,
uploading it to Dropbox. Let's check
100 progress 16%
yeah just while I think about it, I think I did say, didn't know that you could upload to SoundCloud and stuff.
90%,
so you've got Dropbox, SoundCloud, iTunes, you can email this, you can FTP it, you can even send it up to
100%.
FTP clients, so you know, any of your own, I believe, and even Libsyn as
Dropbox,
well, the Libsyn Quickcast. So you've
Dropbox.
Got lots of options here.
Okay.
The most obvious ones, I guess, but
details.
Even
recorded,
so.
Length, size.
So that was just one of the ways in which. So what I could do now, if I wanted to, is I could upload that somewhere else. So I've packed it up. I could upload it somewhere else. And if I do that, let's just quickly pretend that we're going to do that. So let's say that we're going to send it to. So we say we want to export that again. We won't go through it, but let's pretend that we're going to get. We'll go so far. Let's say that I wanted to send it as an email. I could easily do that. And it would say, use existing file, yes, no. I would say yes. I think that's all we need to do for now. If you have any questions, then obviously please do let me know. I need to get out of here because time is against me, being at work and stuff. But as I say, I hope that has helped you. And please do come back to me if you have any more questions. I will be happy to help you. I hope I haven't missed anything fundamental. But you've been listening to VI Podcasting, aka Paul Hopkins, and I'll speak to you soon.